in a minute. Hebrews chapter 11. Say, I do appreciate the Lord.
Yeah.
One for Him, I'd be nothing, I'd have nothing. And I mean nothing at all. Hebrews 11. We'll read one verse, and I'm going to just try to give you a thought I've had on my heart for a few days, and hope it'll, pray it'll be a help to your heart. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. I just have this simple thought this morning, Abraham's faith.
Right.
Abraham's faith. We find that when Abraham was first called out, of the Ur of the Chaldees, God told him, he said, to get out from amongst your country, get out from amongst your kindred, and from your father's house. And every one of those three aspects of that command meant something. Amen. It's just like when God calls you out of sin and saves you by the good grace of God. Amen. You can't look back. Your salvation does not rest in your citizenship in the United States of America. I've heard a lot of people say, I'm a Christian. I say, how you know you're a Christian? I was born in America, so that makes me a Christian because we're a Christian nation. I've heard people tell me that. It ain't got nothing to do with the family you was born in. You can't rest on mama and daddy's salvation. Amen. You're going to have to come out from all that. And you're going to have to walk with God in faith and obedience.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hey, if I could have a subtitle for this morning, it'd be trust and obey. Amen? Abraham not only had to believe God, he had to obey him.
Yes, sir.
Amen? But he told him to come out.
Yes.
But we look at Abraham here in these early days. He didn't exactly follow everything God told him to do. Is that right?
Right.
He did come out. He did start heading in that country where God told him to go. He did have some faith, but he didn't really have his obedience all the way down. That's the way we are when we first get saved. You've got to grow in the grace of God. But you look at this. When he went to come out, he tried to bring daddy with him, and he did bring Lot. Now, he left there in Ur, and he didn't get no further than Haran. Didn't get very far, Brother Tim. And they had to stop for a while. And daddy passed away.
Right.
It's almost, you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe God said. I believe God in his own mind, his own sovereign will. He said, I told you to get out from your father's house. And since you ain't going to obey me and you're not going to separate, I'll separate for you.
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
When God says to separate, Brother Robert, that's what he means.
All right.
That's right. When he says come out in that mess, that's what he means.
Yeah.
When he says to repent of your sin, that's what he means.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, as far as I can tell from Scripture, there wasn't nothing wrong with his daddy. But God didn't tell him to take daddy with him.
Right.
But he got there and he headed on out and he headed toward Canaan. Well, that's pretty good. He's obeying. He's heading in that direction. God's leading him. There's just one problem. He still got Lot tagging along. He told him to come out from among your kindred. Is that right? He's not in complete obedience yet. Well, we know the account. He get down there and here comes a famine. And I told Brother Hyde the other day, it seems like when Abraham started off, he was one of them of me a little face. Now God brought him through all that and growed him along the way, but it looks like here Abraham's of little faith. You say, what I mean was a famine. God never told him to go to Egypt. I can't find nowhere in that Bible where God told him to go to Egypt.
Right.
You say, what are you saying? Don't look like he was really trusting God. Do you not think God could have provided him some food?
Yes, sir.
Is God so puny and so little he couldn't have provided? But here we find Abraham, he's not in complete obedience. He's not really trusting God. He's going to run right back down there to Egypt. And we all know in the Bible that Egypt is a picture of the world. How many times have we done that? We'll get to walking with God, Brother Keith, and we'll get to doing pretty good. And then a little bump will come along in the road, and it'll get rough, and it'll get hard. And the first thing we want to do is run off back to the world to meet our need instead of just sitting there and trusting God. Is that right, Brother Todd? We're all guilty. I've done it. I mean, for crying out loud, don't look at me this morning as an example, because I'm going to tell you right now, God preached this over the last few days to me, and I'm preaching to myself this morning as much as anybody in here. I've not arrived. But there's truth here we all need as a child of God, and I want to try to be a help to you this morning. And we fail and we fall down sometimes, Brother Robert, and our faith and our obedience is not what it ought to be. And we find this here in the life of Abraham. But he goes on off down into Egypt. And here's what amazes me, Brother Hyde. He goes off down there, and we know the account. How they lusted after Sarah. And how he wound up over there in Pharaoh. She wound up over in Pharaoh's house, and God cursed the house and cursed Egypt on account of it. We know all that. And how he restrained a Pharaoh from sinning against him. And he restored Sarah back to Abraham. And he chastised him a little bit, and he said, but you said that was your sister. You deceived me. Well, wait a minute now. Well, we got Abraham. He's down here in Egypt because he don't have the level of faith he ought to have. His faith is weak. But not only that, he's done went and lied. He's done went and lied to try to cover his tracks. Selfishness. Why'd he do it? He said, it might be well with me. He said, you tell him you're my sister, it might be well with me because I'm afraid they're going to kill me. Selfishness. How many times has selfishness got in your heart and it's hindered you in your walk with God? I mean, we see all these things. I'm trying to be mindful of times. I'm just trying to hit the high spots on this. But you're getting the point. You're getting the message. Trust and obey. Abraham's a little weak on those things. But anyway, what amazes me, God brought him out, and Pharaoh gave him all that cattle and all that gold and all that silver and everything, even though he wasn't completely where he was or should have been in the perfect will of God. God got him through it and blessed him.
He did.
That's what I can't understand, other than that's just the good grace and mercy of God. Yeah. Abraham didn't deserve to walk out of there being blessed and being increased. But God done it for him anyway. Looks like God's trying to teach Abraham something.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Well, we know the account. He goes on back. And by now, of course, Lot, having been with him and having went down in Egypt with him, and he's got all those riches and all that worldly stuff in his eyes that he saw down there in Egypt. Now to get back up there in the land can't contain them. Now look here. I think Abraham's starting to grow a little bit, Brother Tim. Because he came to Abram and he said, my herdmen, your herdmen, they down there fist fighting and pitching a fit over this land because there ain't enough land to feed my cattle and your cattle. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to go separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think Abraham's growing a little bit. He's learned to trust God. Mm-hmm. Abraham didn't stand there and look out around. He said, now let's see. Now, which would be the best piece of ground for me?
No, he
just looked at Lot and he said, you choose. You go to the east, I'll go to the west. You go that way, I'll go that way. Looks like he was just trusting God to give him what he wanted him to have instead of what he wanted to chase after.
Yes,
and Lot, of course, being he already had the lust of the world in his eyes from what he saw in Egypt, he headed off down to Sodom, and we know where that led to. We know where that led to.
My.
That was a decision that was made by Lot that day that doomed him and his bloodline forever.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think one bad decision or one step off into sin won't ruin you and your family because it will.
Yeah.
Is that right? You better be careful. You say, well, God probably be merciful to me if I mess up, Brother Todd. He might, but he might not. And the way I read that Bible, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think I am. I really believe Lot was a just man, and I believe he knew God. That's what it says. But he was vexed in his righteous soul being down there amongst all that sin. You can't walk in the world and walk with God.
You're right.
You can't do it.
Amen.
You can't do it.
Mm-mm.
But here we've got Abraham. We'll leave Lot alone now. We're talking about Abraham. Now he's done went through all these things. We know the accounts. We know the accounts. And then here comes the Lord with the two angels one day. Is that right? And oh, and God, the Lord, it says, promised Abraham that he was going to have an heir, that he was going to have a son, him and Sarah together. Mm-hmm. And Sarah laughed. Sarah laughed. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, why do you laugh? And she said, oh, I didn't laugh. She lied. You ain't careful, the ones that's the very closest to you, if they're not walking with God with you, they'll be a hindrance. They can be. Thank God in his mercy, he overlooked that. He said, that's all right. I'll be back at the time of life. I'll be back at the time of life.
Yes, sir.
And Abraham believed. Abraham believed. Looks like Abraham's growing in grace. Really does. We know the account. Isaac was born as a miracle child.
Yes.
You realize that?
Oh, yes.
99 years old and 90, well past the age of barren. Hey, that was a miracle child. You say, well, that ain't supposed to happen. Boy, them scientists and them biologists couldn't figure that out today, could they?
Mm-mm.
They say, that ain't supposed to happen. How in the world that happened? God.
Right.
God.
God can
I remind you that book tells us what's impossible with men is possible with God? Matter of fact, I'll go further than that. I hope I'm not injuring the scripture by doing this. But it says it's possible. It's not only possible. If it's God's will to do it, it's sure. Because
yeah.
God's promises are sure.
Amen.
They're not just possible. They are. It's possible. God do anything he wants to do.
Yeah.
But when he makes a solemn promise and makes a covenant with you, it's sure. If you'll just walk with him and walk in his will and go where he tells you to go as he did Abraham, God take care of it.
Yeah.
He'll bless you. Amen. He blessed Abraham. But anyway, we'll move on. Here we are in the early days back over in Ur. We find where Abraham first got called. Amen. Just like we do as a sinner. Amen. He started his walk with God. And he had little faith. He had weak faith at times. Amen. He had a little bit of a lack of obedience at times. But now, buddy, God's really getting ready. Really, really getting ready now to bring the real test. He said, now that boy, that Isaac, your beloved son, oh, your heir, the one that just means everything to your heart. He said, I want you to take him up there now. I want you to kill him and sacrifice him. Now, the Bible don't tell us, Brother Tim, but I just wonder if there was a space of time Abraham sort of pondered on that for a minute and thought, what? They don't say it does, so I ain't saying he did. But I just wonder. He's human like we now. I wonder if he wavered just a little maybe. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. But here's what gets me. When you read that account, and it says he took two of his men with him, and here him and Isaac goes, and they got the fire, and they got the wood, and he's got the knife. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac says, hey, Father, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? He said, God will provide himself a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Himself a lamb. Mm-hmm. Let me show you something right here. You don't think it don't matter that you're holding a King James Bible in your lap this morning? You go read every one of them modern versions, and it don't word it that way. But the way it was worded is important.
Yes, sir.
And if you change the wording of there, you're changing the whole meaning of what God's trying to teach us there. When he said, he'll provide himself, that means God said, I'll come and be the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Everyone in modern versions changes that. And it makes it sound like God just said, oh, well, I'll just let a ram just happen to show up and get stuck in the thicket. It kills the spiritual meaning of what's going on here. And, buddy, you better believe he did provide himself.
Yes, he did.
A lamb. But we get up here, and Abraham, he prepares everything. He builds the altar. He lays the wood in order. Amen. He binds up Isaac, lays him on the altar. Can you imagine how rough that'd be, your own boy, Brother Tim? Any of us in here's got sons? Can you, if in your mind, can you imagine how hard this would be? And Abraham raises the knife. And then he hears a voice and says, Abraham! Whoa. Stop. Now I know that you'll obey me and you'll not withhold anything from me. See, if you read this with this thought, from the time Abraham was called out till that point, Abraham was always wanting to hold on to a little something from the past. He was always wanting to still hold on and hold back something meant something to him. He just couldn't quite completely turn loose and give it all to God till that day on that mountain, Brother Tim. That's where God had brought him from a child of little faith to a man of God of great faith. And God did that. You go through all those chapters that covers what I've just talked about this morning, and you'll see how Abraham, even though he walked with God, and even though he had faith, and even though he did obey, he had weak faith at times, just like we do. How's your faith this morning? Huh? Are you one of little faith? Or are you one of great faith or somewhere in between in the process? Where are you at this morning? Brother Tim, are we willing? I'm preaching to myself because I'm going to be honest with you. I've not arrived yet. Buddy, I'm still in the process. I'm not what I was. Hey, Thursday, it'll be 22 years since God saved me. Thursday, this coming Thursday, will be my 22nd anniversary of knowing God. You know what? After 22 years, I look back and I can say, Brother Tim, oh, how far God's brought me. But then when I look ahead, I see all the marks and the scars still on me, and I say, oh, but how far I've still got to go.
Oh, yes, sir.
I need help this morning.
Yes.
What about you?
Yeah.
Will you come to that mountain and just give it all to Him? Will you this morning? Will you just completely trust Him and completely obey Him? Totally, with everything, knowing He's in charge.
Yeah.
Brother Aaron, a lot of people don't like sovereignty this day. They don't like a God that's sovereign. I'm going to tell you what, if He wasn't in control of everything, I'd have no grounds to trust Him to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
If He ain't charged, then somebody might could outdo Him or overthrow it. But thank God He is sovereign.
Yeah. Amen.
And thank God He loves me.
Yeah. Yes.
With all my failures, with all my shortcomings, with all the areas in my life, I like the song that the hips sing, that little room. Oh, we don't want Him in that little room. There's always that one little room you don't want Him in. That's where you keep the things you're holding on to. And you think you got them hid, but He knows what's on the other side of that door.
Uh-huh.
And oh, how much closer you'd be to Him and how much more you'd be blessed this morning if you just go ahead and sling that door open and let Him clean it out. Is that right?
Yeah.
Abraham's faith. He's, Brother Tim, He saved us to conform us to the image of His dear Son. He wants to make us like Jesus. Now, we're not going to get there with that glorified body till we leave this world. As long as we're breathing and kicking and chewing and everything else in this world, we're going to still be a work in process. But thank God. Hey, if you're really saved this morning and you've been saved a while, you ought to be able to look back and see where you've made some progress forward. If you haven't, you say, I've been saved 10, 20 years, but you still just as weak and pitiful, lacking in faith, lacking in obedience as you was 20 years ago. Hey, I'd be like Paul this morning. I'd stand in doubt of you.
Yes, sir.
Book says examine your own self.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Book says examine your own self. We see what God did through Abraham. Is he working like that in our life, Brother Tim? Hey, I know it ain't scripture, but it's like that song says, trust and obey. I believe this. I believe the scripture teaches this. You're not really trusting him if you're not obeying him.
That's good.
If he says, you go do this, I'm calling you in your heart to do this, or to live this way, or walk in this, and to not walk in that, and I'll take care of you. If you don't heed to that in obedience, you don't really believe him. Brother Hyde, I'm done.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate